with PT.
The Big Show.
3BA.
Good morning, Jayden Forster.
Good morning, PT.
How are you?
I'm doing pretty well, thank you. How are you after that little delicious meal that you enjoyed last night?
Were you listening?
I was, yes. And I'll just say to you while I was listening, because I know we're short on time, but I'll just say to you, there are a few different meanings for the phrase dirty bird, which are not fit for broadcast. So you might need to familiarise yourself with a couple of them later on.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up and not me.
There you go. I'm a wealth of knowledge.
Because I only know one meaning to have dirty bird is to eat KFC. There you go. Jayden Forster from Celebrity Lane with the entertainment report inside of the Big Show. How are you going? All right? You all right? You well? Are you fighting fit?
I am indeed. I'm very, very well. Thank you.
Excellent. Alec Baldwin has sat down for a tell-all interview for the first time since the shooting on the set of his movie Rust. What's happening there?
Yeah, well, he sat down with this journalist from the American ABC network for about a one-hour interview that they've now whittled down to around 29 minutes that will go to air in prime time in America around 8 o'clock tonight, which is about 1 o'clock our time today. And we only have the promo at this stage, but probably the most extraordinary thing to come out of that particular interview is the revelation that Alec Baldwin made about the shooting when the journalist George Stephanopoulos mentioned to him that according to the script supervisor's comments, there was apparently nothing in that script that actually asked him to pull the trigger. Have a listen here to what Alec Baldwin had to say when he was asked that particular question.
Well, the trigger wasn't pulled. I didn't pull the trigger.
So no. You never pulled the trigger?
No. I would never point a gun at anyone and pull a trigger at them, never.
What did you...
When I heard that, Jayden Forster from Celebrity Lane, I was flabbergasted. How does the gun misfire? How does it fire at all if you don't pull the trigger?
Yeah, it's a shock revelation that's really just taken this whole story in a completely different direction. But interestingly, it's actually been backed up, his comments, by a lawyer who's acting for the assistant director. Of course, as police continue their investigation, they just recently executed a new search warrant on a bloke who supplied guns and ammunition to the production. So still lots of different lines of inquiry that they're pursuing. Of course, there's civil lawsuits at play as well. And as I've been saying all along, we're still none the wiser as to how or why this actually happened.
Yeah. Moving on, a great band from the land of the long white cloud. They're going to do a John Farnham. They did retire, but Crowded House are going to tour Oz next year.
Yeah, for the first time in 12 years, it's been quite a long time. Really, the rumours have been around for months, and I think it was pretty much always on the cards after they toured in New Zealand earlier in the year. But yes, full tour, every state across Australia, including here in Victoria, at the Sydney Meyer Music Bowl on the 8th of April next year, with tickets going on sale next Friday. Only the one concert in every state, but there are, if you look at their tour dates, a couple of days in between each one, obviously with travel requirements and what have you, but there are a couple of days in between each one, so there's certainly the possibility there for them to add extra shows if they wanted to.
Yeah, I reckon they'll be so popular, it'll go back to back for sure. Last week, Jayden, we were talking about Mel Brooks and the fact that he's released a new memoir called All About Me, and you're able to reveal one of the great stories inside of the book.
I am, yeah. I published two extracts online, one of them being about the story that we're going to talk about here, and that's about his Kennedy Center honor that he received. I think it's probably pretty much common knowledge that he was given one in 2009 by President Barack Obama at the time. But in his memoir, he actually writes that he was initially offered one a lot earlier than that, years earlier, by George Bush. But as a veteran, Mel Brooks, and unhappy with Bush and what happened with the troops going off to fight in Iraq, he actually declined that invitation. But the funny part of the story is that when President Barack Obama's team rang him to offer the second Kennedy Center honor to him, he actually turned around and he said, well, yes, I accept, but cheekily said, I've already been offered one once before. Can I have two Kennedy Center honors? Suffice to say that their response was no, but they did actually say, oh, we only give one to customers. So there you go. Not even Mel Brooks, but one of, if not the most decorated star in Hollywood, can't even get to Kennedy Center honors.
And always the comedian as well. Jaden Forster, always great to catch up from Celebrity Lane with the Big Show Entertainment Report. Have a wonderful weekend. We'll chat again next Friday.
Thank you.